boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Hey, Dad. I'm home.
In the kitchen.
Hey, let's eat fast, will you? I want to pick up the start of the Rangers-Blackhawks game on TV.
He spots three table settings.
Oh, jeez, what is this?
Company from Jersey.
From Jersey? I'd rather see somebody from Red China.
Do you remember my Aunt Tessie on my father's side?
Oh, gee, who is that? Tessie with the mustache?
Not anymore. Elizabeth Arden took care of that. Anyway, it ain't her that's coming.
It ain't Elizabeth Arden that's coming.
It's Floyd.
Oh, Floyd ain't coming.
No, Floyd is coming.
Jeez, I'm punchy.
See, Floyd is Tessie's stepson from her second marriage. That makes him a once-removed nephew-in-law to my father and a twice-removed step-cousin-in-law to me.
Well, apart from being such a close relative, what the hell does Floyd want with us? Money? Yeah, that's what Jesse James was always doing, just passing through.
Oh, my, he's had such a sad life. Let me tell you
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me, Edith, please. I don't want to know nothing about this guy.
Oh, there he is.
Already.
Archie, be nice.
Oh. Edith pulls off her apron as she scurries to the door. A man with luggage stands on the porch.
Edith, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Come on in, put your bags down. Yeah. Archie! Look who's here.
I'm looking. Oh,
this here is my Stephanie.
A 9-year-old girl in overalls and a ponytail walks in.
You didn't tell me you was bringing Stephanie.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise.
I knew there'd be some surprise.
I used to know you when you was a little baby, but you grew. Oh, my, she really grew.
But that's the main thing kids do.
Oh, excuse me. Floyd, this is Archie.
Hi, Arch.
Yeah, I had a Floyd.
I'm your Aunt Edith.
It's nice to see you. I heard a lot about you.
Oh, this is your Uncle Archie.
Hiya there, kiddo.
I heard a lot about you, too.
Well, come on, let's everybody sit down.
Well, you got bags. You're taking a trip, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm on my way to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's a nice long way, yeah.
Would you like to wash your hands or anything?
No, thanks. But I'd like to go to the John.
Well, come on. I'll show you where it is. We're going to the John.
Yeah, I hope.
Stephanie and Edith hurry upstairs.
Going to the John. You think you could have taught her to say Charlotte, like educated people?
Well, I do the best I can.
Well, you missed.
Upstairs, as Edith folds a blanket in a bedroom, Stephanie steps into the doorway behind her. She sits down and watches her aunt.
Do you like kids?
Oh, I love kids.
kids.
Does Uncle Archie like them?
Oh, sure he does. We got a kid of our own, Gloria. I'll show you a picture of her. You met her at Aunt Shirley's apartment in Brooklyn once, because she's all grown up now.
They flip through an album.
There she is. And that's her little boy, Joey. Oh, he's nearly three. I used to sing him a lullaby every night, and as soon as I stopped singing, he went right off to sleep. So you see, we love kids.
Some people don't.
Oh, I don't know anybody that don't like kids.
You know Aunt Shirley from Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Aunt Vera from Hollis?
Oh, yeah, her too.
They don't like kids. They even said so to me. I don't think my mother liked kids much either.
Edith sadly reflects.
Can I see Gloria's room?
Oh, this is Gloria's room. You can take a nap in here before dinner if you want to.
Stephanie smiles at Edith.
Are we gonna have dinner?
Oh, sure. We're gonna have a real nice dinner, 'cause you're a real nice little girl.
Downstairs, Archie sits with Floyd.
Gee, I hate to ask for help. See, I was sort of hoping that maybe you could look after Stephanie for me for a couple of weeks.
You had a better chance for money.
Edith comes downstairs.
It's just till I get set. I mean, she won't be no trouble at all.
Oh, quit your kidding, will you, Floyd? Listen, Edith don't need no helpless child hanging around demanding all her attention. She's got me.
What are you two talking about?
Oh, this guy here. He wants to beat it to Florida and dump his kid on us.
It's just for 2 weeks, maybe three.
Edith, tell Floyd he's barking up the wrong tree.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
You hide the boss.
We'd love to keep Stephanie.
Hey.
Oh, Edith, you're a saint.
Hey, Floyd, hey, the Pope gave us enough saints. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, no.
Then don't be acting like a nut, will you? We finally got a nice, peaceful life going here. You want to louse it up with another kid?
But it's only for 2 weeks.
Three at the most.
Stephanie listens in.
Kids louse up your life, Dan. We ain't got that much left.
Are we getting thrown out again?
Yeah, that is exactly what we're getting. Come on, get your stuff.
Well, wait a minute. Ain't you gonna stay for dinner?
No, people don't want to eat when their feelings are hurt.
I hope you can manage, Floyd.
Oh, don't worry, Edith. I'll manage. I got it all worked out. This is it, kid. Let's go.
Oh, well, Steffi, I'm sorry.
Oh. Edith kisses her cheek.
I hope we see each other again real soon.
We will, Aunt Edith.
Stephanie kisses Edith, then leaves with her father. Edith slowly shuts the door, then turns to Archie, downcast.
I'm sorry I made you feel bad, but I ain't sorry for what I done.
She walks across the living room. And defiantly nudges Archie out of her way.
Edith, when people bring kids into this world, they gotta raise them themselves there. But they ain't gonna do that if they can find kind and dopey relatives gonna do it for them. I don't get that. Your cousin Floyd, he learned a good lesson here today. He learned that he can't dump his responsibilities in our living room.
Archie opens the door and finds Stephanie on the porch. She grins cheekily.
Oh, holy cow.
He looks out at the street and cocks his fist. He steps back inside.
Floyd learned fast, Edith. He dumped his responsibilities on our porch.
Stephanie enters, curtsies, and beams at Edith.
Now, wait a minute, Waldo. Listen, all I'm asking to do is take care of this little kid just for 2 weeks till her daddy comes back. Hello?
Archie punches the air with the phone receiver.
Lousy bum. Wouldn't do nothing for a helpless little child.
Shh.
Oh, don't shush me. Geez, your relatives are selfish.
Steffi's taking a nap.
Edith, we're running out of relatives here, that's all.
Then we just have to face it. We got a nice little girl on our hands for 2 weeks, maybe three.
Archie flips through his phone book.
Hold it. Here's one I missed. Who is this? Lawson L.
Luella Lawson! Oh, I ain't thought about her for years.
Well, geez, Edith, think about her now, will you, huh? Well, the address is right here. Sunnyfield Farm, Utica, New York there. Sunnyfield Farm, that sounds like a swell place for kids.
Oh, no. That's for older people, and they're all, you know, kind of happy.
Edith flamboyantly waves her hand, and Archie scowls.
Well, Edith, that's it. We're down to the bottom of the barrel, which means the cops. I got a call.
Oh, no, please don't do that,
Archie.
Well,
what are you going to do? The cops will know exactly who I should call.
No, no,
Edith, I cannot have this kid in this house.
Upstairs, Stephanie sadly listens in.
Edith, give me the phone.
No,
come on, now.
No,
don't
you ain't going to do it. No.
Come on, Edith.
They spin in circles and get tangled up in the phone cord, leaving Archie holding Edith's rump.
Edith. Do you realize how this would look if a neighbor strolled in?
I ain't ashamed of what I'm doing.
Eat the back of my knee, Edith. All right. I give up. Come on, get
all
me
right,
out of
I'll
this
unravel.
Thing here.
She elbows his ribs. Archie gets untangled, but not Edith.
Edith, this is ridiculous. You know that I'm going to be able to make a phone call someplace else.
She pulls the receiver between her legs to free herself.
I'm down to the gas station. I mean, this is so stupid. I'm
going
to do it, I don't know why you fight me on this thing.
Edith gets him a beer and they sit.
Listen, Edith. Let's don't fight about this thing, huh? I mean, why can't we do what they do in the U.S. government when they have a disagreement? You know, they vote on it.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right, so we take a vote, all
yeah.
right? All right, I vote the kid goes.
And I vote that she stays.
Which is a tie. And in the case of a tie, the president always casts a deciding vote. I vote she goes.
Are you the president?
I thought you knew that.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Archie buries his head in his arm. Meanwhile, Stephanie sneaks down the stairs with her luggage and doll.
Oh, I gotta remember to leave a note for the milkman.
I don't understand.
Two extra quarts of homogenized milk.
She slips out the front door and off the porch. Later, behind the bar, Archie and Harry watch TV.
Score that winning goal.
Oh.
Now Gunderson for the home team checks him into the boards. He's digging the end of his stick in Levesque's ribs.
How?
He splits Levesque's ribs with a neat blow from the business end of the stick.
Give it to him, Gunderson!
Hey, pay him back for that earlobe he bit off.
Hey, this guy Levesque just got married. I hope there's enough of them left to take home.
Archie's place.
Archie, Stephanie is gone.
What, the old man come and get her?
No, she ran away. She's out there all alone.
Oh, my God, all alone?
She took her suitcase and ran away.
She took her suitcase and ran away?
Who took her suitcase and ran away?
The kid took her suitcase and ran away.
Call the police.
Don't tell me what to do, Harry, huh? Edith, call the police.
Archie, I think she's on her way to Fort Lauderdale. Would you go down to the bus station?
Oh, I'll stay here in case she decides to come back. And call me, Archie, if you
I'll call you.
Call me if you don't find her.
The
number is Ravenswood.
Edith, I know our phone number. I'll call you. Goodbye. Okay, Harry, take over. I gotta get down to the bus station.
Why don't you leave it to the cops?
The cops? The cops can't find a big guy like Jimmy Hopper. How are they gonna find a little guy?
Archie hurries off. At the bus station, a line of weary travelers files out of the loading area. Stephanie sits on a bench beside a yawning man. Behind them, Archie steps through the front door. He scans the station as several passengers walk by. A black woman in a blonde wig looks him up and down.
Hey there, Chief. Want some fun?
She opens her fur coat.
I don't like fun. I'm a maniac.
He steps away.
830, Somerset Line, Westerfield Route, stopping at Elizabeth, Hillside, Linden, Russell Park.
He spots Stephanie hiding behind a comic book and taps the yawning man.
You gonna keep sitting there?
The man remains in his seat, so Archie sits beside him and leans toward Stephanie.
Excuse me. Hey, kiddo, you never should have escaped from that dying in hospital with that raging scarlet fever.
Archie looks to the man, who quickly gives up his seat.
Is that you behind that magazine?
Nope.
What do you mean, no? That's you.
She puts the comic down.
Come on, now. Hey, you hadn't ought to run away from home that way tonight. See, because that puts me in the wrong. That's my house you run away from there. Means that I'm contributing to the, what do you call, on the lucency of a child. I mean, I could get in big trouble.
I wouldn't tell on you.
Oh, hey, listen, kiddo, the cops got ways of making you talk.
How?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'd shine a light in your face all night, you know? Or maybe one of them hold your dolly while two more would knock you around a while.
What would they do to you?
Oh, I could get time, you know? Maybe 5 to 10 years up in Dannemora, where I'd probably lead a bunch of tough guys trying to bust out, you know? And I'd get mowed down by the screws. And then, what would your Aunt Edith do with no husband?
Get another one.
Whoa. What do you think? A woman can get another man like that?
My mother did.
Hey, listen. Why did your mother run away from your father?
She told me she got tired of hearing his voice and looking at his face.
Oh, jeez. Well, your mother had no right to tell you a thing like that.
Why not?
Because a child should never be told the truth. Especially about parents. I mean, she could have told you something nice. Like she could have said that she went away for a while on a trip for her health, you know? And then later on, when she come back, she could tell you that she got better.
She couldn't come back.
Ah, why not?
She was killed in a car accident.
Stunned, Archie avoids her gaze. When he slowly turns to her, she quickly looks away.
Well, listen, Rosemarie.
Stephanie.
Whatever. You can't take no bus tonight.
I know. I only got $1.85.
Then why'd you come to the bus station?
After a while, somebody notices me, and they take me to the children's shelter. And then in a few months, my father comes and gets me again.
Well, why don't he leave you in the shelter in the first place?
He's not allowed to.
9 o'clock, short line bus. Poughkeepsie route, stopping up Paramus, Newburgh, Fishkill, Poughkeepsie. Now boarding on ramp 2.
Archie rubs his mouth in consideration.
Tell you what we do, kiddo. You and me, we go find a telephone, we call up your aunt Edith, and then the two of us, we go on home, huh?
Aren't you still mad at me?
When was I ever mad at you? I was just saying to your aunt Edith tonight, wouldn't it be nice to have a little girl like you around the house for a couple of weeks?
That isn't what I heard you say.
Hey. Listen. If you was eavesdripping, that there is a very defensive thing to do. But this time, I forgive you. Now, what do you say you and me, we go and have a soda, huh?
And some chewing gum, too.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, come on, Nico.
He picks up her suitcase.
Can I have a new comic book, too?
Oh, geez. You made them all the same, Lord. Your image. Don't look at nobody going out, hear me? You might catch something.
Stephanie and Archie leave the station hand in hand. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Marty Brill, Floyd. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions, Incorporated.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.